I came into this fight on paper. You know, this lad was a tough opponent. He only had one loss, and it was a split decision loss to the super middleweight European champion. So I expected a tough fight, and the game plan was to, you know, just get into the fight early and break him down slowly and maybe take him out later on in the fight. But, you know, the stoppage came early, and I'll take it. So,
talk to me about before the fight. What was going through the head? You knew this was another level up for Jason Quigley. This was starting to really up the level for you. You had the work done, the training going extremely well, Jason. So what was going through the mind before last night's fight?
Just getting in there, you know, and taking care of business. It was everyone knows it was my UK debut, and I have to say, you know, the whole week in itself and everything like that was so very relaxed and so very controlled, because I was in my own kind of environment. I was in the same time zone, the same weather, the same people all around me, and it was a lot more convenient than it was out in LA or Vegas or places like that. So I really enjoyed the whole experience leading into this fight over here in the UK, and it's something now that I plan on doing a wee bit more often, and hopefully now that I can talk with my team, Golden Boy, my managing team, Shear Sports, all over in LA, and get them to keep this partnership going now with Matchroom and the Zone.
That's important for you, Jason, as well, because your next couple of fights, we'll go back to your fight last night in a moment or so, but your next two fights potentially could lead into a world title fight, if I'm correct in saying that.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I'm ranked number 5 in the world now by the WBC, and it's just a matter of time now to keep the head focused, you know, keep the head switched on, and stay concentrated now on the game that's ahead of us. Do you know what I mean? There's two or three now good fights out there for me, and I need to stay focused on one fight at a time, and I can't be looking at a world title shot at the end of the year or early next year, but that's the goal. That's what we're setting ourselves for. But moving forward now and looking ahead, I have to just concentrate now on the next fight, and that is going to be as soon as possible. I want to keep this momentum going now. I want to stay busy this year, and I want the fights to come thick and fast, and that's something now that I'm going to get on the ball ASAP now as soon as I get back home to Ireland. And thank God it's only an hour flight over the water, and I'll be home tomorrow, and there'll be no jet lag or nothing like that.
There's no walks on Miami Beach for you. Maybe a walk down in Rosnaula or somewhere like that, Jason, maybe.
And I'll tell you, that's no word of a lie. I'll take Rosnaula Beach any day over them American beaches.
Coming back to last night's fight, Jason, going on, you know, watching you get into the ring, you're very, very focused. Talk me through, I suppose, the first round. First of all, figuring out your opponent. You hurt him with a few jabs in the first round.
Yeah, I got into that fight, and we had a game plan. You know, Dom, my coach, was telling me, like, he's big, long arms, and he's tough and he's durable. Like, he's never been stopped, and as I said, he's only taken once by a split decision by the European champion. So it was something that we went in there, and the game plan was to break him down early. That was just to get my jab going, to start opening him up, throwing a few body shots, softening him up to the body, and just breaking him down gradually, and possibly getting the stoppage late on into the fight, 6th, 7th, 8th round. But as I say, you know, everything flowed, and everything came thick and fast. I hurt him earlier than expected. I broke him down earlier than expected, and you know, at the end of the day, all I can do is get in there and perform to the best I can and do what I can do. And that's what happened on Saturday night. I got in there and got the victory early and convincingly. And now it's time to move on and up another level.
Mm. So tactically on that fight, it was different to anything else you did. So a lot of work done on that, Jason, was there?
Yeah, there was a lot of work. You know, there's been a lot of work done over the last year. You know, I've been with Dominic Ingle now just over a year. And there's been a lot of work put in. There's been a lot of, you know, working on different tactics, different styles and everything like that. And, you know, adapting to different styles and not being a one-dimensional fighter. And, you know, I've been putting things into play now, and I've been working on things. And in that fight, I think I turned southpaw and everything as well. And, you know, that's something I don't think I ever did in a fight before. You know, I'm starting to get a little bit more comfortable in there, starting to get a little bit more confident as well, which is very important. You know, it's important to be confident and comfortable all in the one time, but staying focused at the same time as well. So everything's starting to fall into place now, and, you know, I'm delighted with the victory. I'm delighted with the UK debut. And, you know, I'm looking forward now to moving on to bigger levels.
Is that something you think in America that you weren't actually getting? You know, maybe the tactics, maybe the confidence. And if you didn't come back to from America to where you're at now, would you be where you're at? I suppose that's the question I'm looking to ask.
Yeah, of course. You know, you know, everything happens in life for a reason. You know, I can look at it in whatever way I want to look at it. I can look at it in a way that I was in America and I wasn't getting the right training, I wasn't getting the right coaching, and, you know, I was fighting a different style to what I'm used to. Or I can look at it in a way that I was in America for 3.5 years. I had an amazing experience out there. I learned how to fight on the inside. I learned how to go toe-to-toe and let the punches fly, do you know what I mean? Because there's going to be a time when that has to come as well. And you know, the learning and the not only inside the ring, but outside the ring as well over in America was unbelievable about myself and being away from home and everything like that. It was such a valuable 3.5 years that I spent over there. And I can only look at it as a positive, to be honest. And now I'm looking to come back home a wee bit more often and to be fighting on this side of the water a lot more often and getting back into my flow and getting the hype going again back at home. Like, the support has been unbelievable for this fight. And, you know, Sky Sports loved me. You know, they just loved having me on. I was obviously a former Sky Sports scholar as well back just before I turned professional. And, you know, it's a great story to have that kind of a relationship with Sky, such a big company and such a massive say in the sport of boxing as well on Sky Sports. So, you know, it's great that I have an amazing relationship with them. I have a great relationship with Eddie Hearn, Matchroom Boxing and everything like that. So it's all making sense and it's all starting to fall into place now. So just keep the head down, keep working hard, and let everything else take care of itself.
Do you think that's something that could influence where your next fight's going to be as your first fight in the UK, the debut, was such a success?
Yeah, like 100%. You know, I can't see why not. You know, I work with very smart, intelligent business people in the likes of Golden Boy and Matchroom Boxing, Sky Sports, everything like that. They know, they see the figures, they see everything themselves, they see the support, they see... At the end of the day, they see what's going to make money too, and that's what it's all about for them and their business. And, you know, that's where it's all leading to now. So they're smart men, they're smart business people, intelligent, and they're in it to make a lot of money. And, you know, this makes sense. This will make a lot of money, and this is what it's all about.
Looking at your next fight now, indications, Jason, possibly May, would that be true maybe?
Yeah, I'm definitely looking to get out now as soon as possible. You know, I want to get out. If they have a date in late April even, I'll be ready to go then. So, but more realistically, we're looking for a May date now. And I want to push for early May, so hopefully that we'll get one in at the end of May. But we're going to push for early May, and hopefully we get one in that time and get back and keep this ball rolling now when it's going.
Confidence is high. You're taking maybe a couple of days off, maybe a week off, Jason, but tell me, back into training in the next week or so?
Yeah, that's it. You know, I've actually never properly been to London, so I've the day now. Me and Ibra are going to head into the city now and chill out and be tourists for a day over here, and I'll get back home then on Monday and, you know, see the family and call up to my mother. She was raging, she couldn't make it, so... I'm going to call up and see my mother and everything now when I get back home and see my friends and family, chill out for a week, and back to the hard graft then over in Sheffield.
Well, look, Jason, thanks very much for taking time out of your schedule. Congratulations on the fight last night. And, well, from everyone here in Highland Radio, we look forward to the next fight. And no doubt we will be speaking to you then.
Top man. Always appreciate the support and everything like that. And it's always a pleasure to come on Highland. Thanks very much.